time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather calling for mostly cloudy skies today, a high near 36, mostly cloudy tonight, a low around 28. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. The Wayne County Health Department reported just one new positive case of the coronavirus Saturday, a female in her 50s. Saturday's case brings the total number of lab-confirmed positive cases for the county to 1,238. 44 people who were lab-confirmed positive cases have passed away, 4 hospitalized and 94 are isolating. There have been 115 probable reported cases of COVID-19 in Wayne County. Of those, 11 are currently isolating, along with being actively contact traced. There were no new antigen probable reported cases Saturday. The Illinois Department of Public Health is reporting a total of 975,352 cases of the coronavirus and 16,674 deaths. Since Friday evening, the IDPH has reported 11,963 new cases and 184 deaths. The media reports Saturday indicated one of the deaths came from Jefferson County. More news after this break.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, ACT Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
Work is scheduled to continue this week on the expansion project at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Weather permitting, the spray fireproofing will be underway on the second floor. Work on partitions and door frames will continue on the third floor, and they'll begin setting the remaining exterior studs and sheathing. The mechanical, plumbing, and electrical work will continue with the in-wall and above-ceiling work throughout the addition. Fairfield Memorial Hospital is extremely thankful for all the support and interest they've received from the community for the project. Those looking to get rid of their live Christmas trees has an opportunity, according to a Facebook page post from the Wren Lake Project Office and Visitor Center. The Wren Lake Project Office and Visitor Center is looking for live Christmas trees. They say the stores sold out of live Christmas trees early this year, leaving few leftovers for Wren Lake to collect for fish habitat. With so many homes having traditional live trees this year for their Christmas tree, they're counting on you to recycle your tree. The Mount Vernon and Marion collection sites will be open through Thursday, January 7th, and Wren Lake sites will be collecting until Friday, January 15th. The trees will be used this spring to replenish the fish attractors in Sandusky Cove. They're grouped together and attached to a weight to sink them and replenish the fish attractors. These sunken Christmas trees provide places for food to grow, places for small fish to hide, places for larger fish to feed, and places for you to come to fish. Area river stages as of this morning: Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 21.11 feet, flood stage 17 feet. At Clay City, the stage is 18 feet. At the 18-foot flood stage, a crest of 18.4 expected early this week. At Carmi, the stage is 21.9 feet, flood stage 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City at 9.22 feet, flood stage 15 feet. Wabash at Mount Carmel at 10.56 feet. Flood stage is 19 feet. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White is reminding the public that driver services facilities statewide are reopening this Tuesday. Face masks are required and social distancing and other safety measures will remain in place. White is reminding the public that driver's licenses and ID card expiration dates have been extended to June 1st. As a result, people do not need to rush to visit a facility, especially during winter weather conditions. And White is stressing that many transactions can be conducted online at www.cyberdriveillinois.com. White says more than 34,000 customers have already taken advantage of the expanded driver's license and ID card online renewal program, which results in fewer customers waiting in person at driver services facilities. Illinois drivers are paying higher gas taxes this year. The state increased the gas tax by 11.4 cents as of January 1st, bringing the state's gas tax up to 50 cents a gallon. The increase is part of Governor J.B. Pritzker's Rebuild Illinois program signed in 2019. In July of 2019, the gas tax went from 19 to 38 cents a gallon. This past July saw the first annual increase of the tax, which is tied to inflation. The increase last July saw the tax increase from 38 cents to 38.7, and the tax will go again upward this coming July. The Rebuild Illinois plan includes helping pay for statewide construction programs for roads, bridges, mass transit, schools, and other public works. And what does the latest stimulus package mean for agriculture? Mark Geppards with the Illinois Farm Bureau outlines some of the highlights.
First of all, another round of CFAP in there at $20 per acre for non-specialty crops. So that's our corn and soybean growers. However, I want to stress that that payment is not expected until probably the March or April timeline. So that final CFAP payment, and this is really kind of rounding out, if you will, the remainder of CFAP at $20 per acre, anticipated probably in spring before we're going to see that. A couple of other key things in there, crop insurance payments and disaster payments can be used to calculate for specialty grower sales. I know that's very important to the specialty grower industry. There was $300 million in there for rural broadband and another $250 million for telehealth, both very, very important technology issues for rural Illinois. And then there is a provision in there that will allow the secretary to extend the term of marketing loans by 3 months, giving producers some additional time to pay. So again, some cash flow assistance there. 15% more for individual SNAP benefits. This was a big part of the negotiations to increase those SNAP benefits, especially on the Democratic side of the aisle. And then there is a grant program in here for small meat and poultry processors to upgrade their operations. And again, we're still getting the final details of that.
Geppards says a $900 billion stimulus bill is detailed in 5,000 pages. That's the news. Area deaths next.
The farm family is the backbone of our local economy. TOC Direct Media, Best One Tire, First Robinson, and First Vincennes Savings Bank are teaming up to honor an area farm family as the annual Best One Tire Illiana Farm Family of the Year. The selected family will be introduced January 28th in a virtual ceremony. Nominate a farm family today in the Best One Tire Southern Illiana Farm Family of the Year. Nominate at WFIWRadio.com. WFIWRadio.com.
Shanklin, Morning Coordination Meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Paducah, Kentucky. Driving on snow or ice-covered roads is treacherous and is a major cause of weather-related fatalities. Stay abreast of the latest weather and consider altering your travel plans when winter weather is forecast. Remember, bridges usually freeze first, so slow down and stay safe this winter season. Stay informed through this station and at weather.gov.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 103-year-old Fairfield resident Wanda N. Tullis died December 28th at the home of her daughter in Louisville, Kentucky. She was a member of the First Baptist Church for many years. Surviving are a son, James Tullis of Zurich, Kansas, a daughter, Carolyn Zoller of Louisville, Kentucky, a daughter-in-law, Sherry Tullis of Fairfield, 6 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Graveside services for Wanda Tullis will be at 2 p.m. Tuesday at Shrewsbury Cemetery in Mill Shoals. She'll be laid to rest beside her husband, Willard. Please remember CDC guidelines of wearing masks and social distancing. Memorials may be given to the Wayne County Humane Society and will be accepted at Nail's Funeral Home or at the service. Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield is in charge of the arrangements. 66-year-old Fairfield resident Anita L. Onyet died at 5:36 Saturday morning at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville. She had been a secretary and a Sunday school teacher at the Fountain of Life Nazarene Church in Fairfield. Survivors include her husband of 47 years, Robert Onyet of Grayville, two daughters, Angelique McGuire and Amy Onyet, both of Fairfield, seven grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, with one on the way, and a brother, Charles James, of Louisville, Texas. Graveside services for Anita Onyet will be at 12:30 p.m. Wednesday at Union Cemetery, east of Fairfield. A public visitation will be held from 11:30 a.m. until the time of service at the cemetery. Memorial donations can be made to help with funeral expenses and will be accepted at the cemetery or at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. 87-year-old Sisney resident Roy Lee Bailey died at 3:40 p.m. Friday at his home. He was a veteran, having served in the U.S. Army, and was a member and past master of the Fairfield Masonic Lodge and a member of the Arrington Prairie Church. Surviving are son Ryan Bailey of Fairfield, a daughter Regina Moyer of Fairfield, three grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, and a sister Louise Rodatz of Wayne City. Graveside services for Roy Bailey will be at 1 p.m. Tuesday at Arrington Prairie Dickeyville Cemetery, with military rights provided by the Anthony Wayne Post 176 American Legion and Wayne County Post 4535 VFW. Memorials in his honor may be made to the Fairfield Masonic Lodge and will be accepted at the service or the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. 77-year-old Flora resident Ronald Ron E. King died Thursday afternoon at Good Samaritan Hospital in Vincennes. Surviving are his wife of 57 years, Mary King of Flora, two daughters, Carla King of Flora and Angie Ellerbeck of O'Fallon, one grandson, two brothers, Herb King of Carlisle and Kenneth King of Salem, two sisters-in-law, Connie King of Riverton and Grace Miller of Muncie, Indiana, and several nieces and nephews. A graveside ceremony for Ronald Ron E. King will be at 1 p.m. today at Russell Cemetery in Wayne County, with Bill Thompson officiating. Those attending are asked to meet at the cemetery. Arrangements are in care of the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Memorial donations are the preferred form of remembrance gift and may be given to either the First Southern Baptist Church of Flora or Cornerstone Farms at 1711 State Route 4 in St. Jacob, Illinois, 62281. 79-year-old Flora resident Danny Dale McAllister died Thursday morning at Deaconess Gateway Hospital in Newburgh, Indiana. Surviving are his wife of 59 years, Donna McAllister of Flora, two sons, Anthony of Reinhard and Timothy of Flora, four grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, a sister, Pat Ritter of Alney, and several nieces and nephews. A funeral ceremony for Danny Dale McAllister will begin at 11 a.m. Thursday at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora, with Jean McAllister officiating. A visitation will be held from 4 to 8 p.m. Wednesday and 10 to 11 a.m. Thursday at the funeral home. Entombment will take place at a later date at Neff Cemetery. Memorial donations are suggested to either the Harder Stanford Fire Protection District or St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and will be accepted through the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. 86-year-old Mount Carmel resident Perry Lee Goldman died Friday at Oakview Heights Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Mount Carmel. He's survived by several nieces and nephews. Graveside military services for Perry Lee Goldman will be at 10 a.m. Tuesday at Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville. The Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville is in charge of the arrangements. 90-year-old McLeansboro resident Mildred Webb died Thursday at Hamilton Memorial Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Surviving are a son, Neil of Evansville, a daughter, Janet Simmons of McLeansboro, three grandchildren, and four great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Mildred Webb will be at 2 p.m. today at Mount Olivet Baptist Church with Reverend Jacob Gray and Reverend Robert Seyfried officiating. Visitation from noon today until the time of service at the Mount Olivet Baptist Church. She'll be laid to rest at Mount Olivet Cemetery. Per CDC guidelines, masks are required and social distancing will be observed. Memorial donations may be made to Autism Awareness or the March of Dimes and will be accepted at the Golson Funeral Home or the Mount Olivet Baptist Church. Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. 87-year-old Carmi resident Lowell R. Thackeray died at 3:55 p.m. Thursday at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville. He was active in the White County Republic Party and served as treasurer. Surviving are his wife of 61 years, Dorotha, three daughters, Karen Strawhecker of Bartlett, Tennessee, Sharon Campbell of Carmi, and Farron Winter of Wadesville, Indiana, four granddaughters, two great-granddaughters, and numerous nieces and nephews. A private family funeral service for Lowell R. Thackeray will be held today at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. A public graveside committal and burial service will be held at about 3 p.m. today at North Maple Ridge Cemetery in Carmi. Memorial contributions may be made in Lowell's memory to the Crossville Church of Christ and will be accepted at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. In accordance with the IDPH and CDC, masks will be required and social distancing observed. 81-year-old McClure, Illinois resident Floyd R. Rawls died Wednesday, December 23rd at Wabash Christian Village in Carmi. Surviving are his son Floyd Jr. of McLeansboro, two daughters, Christine Webster of Downers Grove, Illinois, and Cynthia Dusa of West Chicago, Illinois, 10 grandchildren and 12 great-grandchildren. No formal services will be held at this time. The Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. 88-year-old former Carmi resident Flora Dean Crane died Thursday at Alito Healthcare Center in Alito, Illinois. Surviving are sons Michael Crane of Osco, Illinois, Kevin Crane of Ontario, California, daughters Teresa Sullivan of East Moline, Illinois, Lisa Parker of Clarksville, Tennessee, eight grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, and two great-great-grandchildren. Visitation and funeral for Flora Dean Crane will be Friday at New Beginnings Church in Carmi. Visitation from 9 to 11 a.m. with the funeral at 11. The burial in North Maple Ridge Cemetery in Carmi, Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi, is in charge of the arrangements. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
Attention, Class A CDL drivers. KMA is now offering a $2,000 sign-on bonus. KMA is currently hiring drivers for spotting and local shuttle work. Consistent hours, weekly pay, monthly safety and attendance bonuses. No hazmat, no truck stand moves, no long route runs, and hire Mounted Airlines for easier access. Full benefits package, free health clinic for insured employees. Call today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-237-8929.
If you are looking for a way to positively impact today's community, as well as generations to come, look no further than the Frontier Community College Foundation. The foundation's goal is to expand facilities and services offered at Frontier Community College, and it's had a hand in the college's expansion over the past 38 years. Donations to the foundation can be designated to a specific program or sent to a general fund, and they may be written off for tax purposes. Contact President Sarah Rush or Treasurer Diane Robinson to make a donation.
Here's your sports update. College basketball yesterday, Illinois over Purdue 66-58. Missouri beat Arkansas 81-68. Iowa over Rutgers 77-75. Alabama beat Tennessee 71-63. South Carolina over Florida A&M 78-71, Florida over LSU 83-79, Texas A&M beat Auburn 68-66, Kentucky over Mississippi State 78-73, number 1 Gonzaga over San Francisco 85-62, Wichita State over Ole Miss 83-79, Baylor topped Iowa State 76-65, Texas over Kansas 84-59, Oklahoma over West Virginia 75-71. Creighton got past Providence 67-65. Oklahoma State beat Texas Tech 82-77. It was Missouri State over Indiana State, 84-74, and Evansville beat Northern Iowa, 65-61. Women's college basketball, SIU over Evansville, 69-51. Louisville over Bellarmine, 97-46. College football, Outback Bowl, Ole Miss over Indiana, 26-20. Tex Slayer Gator Bowl, Kentucky beat NC State, 23-21. In the NBA, the New York Knicks over Indiana, 106-102. NFL schedule today, Green Bay is at Chicago at 325. That can be seen on Fox. And Jacksonville at Indianapolis at 325 on CBS. That's your sports update. The area weather, mostly cloudy today, a high near 36. Mostly cloudy tonight, low around 28. Partly cloudy Monday, a high near 46. Sunny Tuesday, a high in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy Wednesday, slight chance of afternoon showers, a high near 46. Mostly cloudy Thursday, slight chance of rain, could mix with snow in the morning, a high near 42. And mostly cloudy Friday, a high around 40. We picked up 3/100ths of an inch of rain overnight, 8/10ths yesterday. The present Fairfield temperature is 33.